Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
9 o'clock straight up here on 97.3 The Fan. Welcome back to Ben and Woods, the very popular morning program here on San Diego's number one sports station. Sam Levitt with you alongside Stephen Woods, friendly neighborhood sports anchor Ben Higgins, and Paul Reindel, the executive producer of the program, also the imaging director of 97.3 The Fan. 1 hour left in the program this morning on this January 8th. I think we're having a good time.
I think so, man.
A four-man show this morning.
It's been fun.
Ben Higgins, not necessarily under the weather, but struggling vocally is, I guess, the way to put it. But sounds good. He's contributed very much so.
Very much so.
Yes.
I feel like I am I'm puppeteering Sammy right now to do what I would be doing at the moment. That's fair. He's doing a great job.
That's fair. A lot of people in the chat still talking about what's going on up in L.A. right now with the fires. I don't even know what to tell you. Check out that app that Paul's wife recommended earlier, Watch Duty. That's D-U-T-Y. Obviously. I was texting with a buddy that is a fire captain here in San Diego, and he said they're sending people up right now. Then he sent me some gnarly footage. One of his guys sent him when they rolled up to L.A. He said winds are insane right now. I did see a fire chief earlier from Los Angeles talking about how all of this started from a backyard fire. Mm. And it just is like, oh, my gosh.
And remember, this could happen easily here. Be very careful and safe today.
It makes me want to leave today, go home, and make sure I've got some ducks in a row.
Yeah.
You know, as far as a grab bag, a go bag, and get things organized. I've got pets. I got kids. You know,
obviously no barbecues. One thing that sparks a lot of fires, if you have something loose hanging from your car, like metal, sparks on the road, catches the brush on the side of the road.
I see that a lot.
It happens. So make sure you're tight on your vehicles today.
Cigarettes, the whole bit. Oh,
well, obviously, nothing flammable out of your car. You have to be so careful today. It is just awful what's going on. I did hear that my grandma, my Omi, she's safe. She got evacuated at 1 a.m. She's in her 90s.
Mm.
Got over to my cousin's place, and it's not ideal, and I'm sure it's really, really hard, but at least she's safe. And, you know, I saw the flames. You could see the picture from her living room in that area near Santa Monica right now. Just awful.
It's apocalyptic. I mean, some of the pictures that you're seeing. Paula, your sister lives in Glendale.
Dude, she sent a video. Stepped outside of her house and sent me a video, kind of just a full spin, right? Full circle. And, like, she hasn't been evacuated yet, as far as I know, but you see flames from your doorstep.
I tweeted a video of a guy inside his house.
Oh,
I mean, it's engulfed. It's like, what do you do? So
when you see the flames, you're like, okay, this is really
happening.
Once
you see the flames, it's almost too late.
You
should be gone before you can see flames approaching your house.
Like, for my sister, she, like, went and got gas. Car's packed, I believe. Like, grab the cats and get out of there because, like you said, if you can smell the smoke and see the flames, in a lot of cases, with how fast these flames move, it could be too late.
Please, if anybody hears of an organization that is gathering money or water or whatever, you know, the Watch Duty app is good. I put something on my Instagram as well. That there's shelters right now in L.A. as well. If you know somebody up there, I'm going to pull this up right quick. Mutual Aid Resources, the Palisades and Eaton Fires. In the comments here, there's places that are taking people in. There's Compton Cowboys can haul horses. A lot of people asking if they can volunteer. A lot of people recommending Watch Duty as well. The Pasadena Convention Center has the Humane Society on hand and offering pet boarding. There's masks that are needed. There's all kinds of things that are needed right now. So if you go to Mutual Aid LA on Instagram, you'll find some resources there as well.
Don't forget about the animals. I saw the beloved Annie, Fat Bottom Girl Bakes, who was at the extravaganza volunteering to go help out with horses.
Yep.
There's a lot of ranches up in that area as well that have animals that need to be evacuated, and that requires special care and expertise as well. So just so much going on right now, and prayer is certainly going out, but be careful down here today. We've lived through it before. We don't want to have to live through it again.
No.
And resources are stretched badly already.
Yep.
I just
all right.
The idea of like having to pack up whatever you can is terrifying.
Two kids.
And knowing like there's a good chance we come back and everything we have is gone.
Yeah. Two kids, three cats. I've figured out, you know what I mean? Like what's the move here? It's a lot to think about, and some of those people didn't even really feel like they had a chance. It spread so quickly last night. But yeah, people in our chat, of course, our tier ones are very, very generous, ready to donate clothing items and things like that. I'm ready to spend some money, whatever we need to get people whatever they need up in L.A.
Do have some college basketball tonight in San Diego, 7:30 tip-off at Viejas Arena.
What a spread it is.
San Diego State hosting Air Force. Now
they're terrible.
They're bad, but I was listening to when Mark Ziegler was on with Gwynn and Chris yesterday, and Air Force runs a matchup zone defense. The Aztecs have faced two teams that play matchup zones this year. UCSD, who led the Aztecs at Viejas Arena in the second half, and the other one was... it's slipping my mind now, but another team they struggled against offensively. Utah State. Yeah, in the second half, they absolutely could not score against Utah State in that matchup zone defense. So,
does Air Force still run the offense where they put you to sleep?
I believe so. The four corners type, Princeton style, slow
run
down.
Run the clock all the way
down. You know, Air
and
Force.
And then shoot.
Yeah.
I think they've relaxed some of the restrictions, but it always used to be if you were over 6'6", it wouldn't let you into the Air Force. You wouldn't fit into the planes.
That's right.
Which always hurt their basketball team, especially inside and underneath. They were always just a bunch of, every guy was 6'4 across the board, and they were all kind of wing players.
The show used to show up to those games in pajamas and bring like sleeping bags and pillows because
put you to sleep.
Yeah.
It's a good bit. I like a good bit.
So, I don't think, I mean,
the line's come down. Line was 21.5. It's 19.5.
Yeah, they've realized that the Aztecs might not have their best offensive performance.
I would definitely hit the under on
that. It's an under sort of day for San Diego State, but if they figure it out, you know, they should blow this team out.
Under 131 is the total.
That's what, 66 to 65?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a high number of college basketball.
Usually would almost always taken over, like 130 or in the 120s. They're like, they should be able to get there.
Do the Aztecs score more than 75.5 points? I feel like yes.
I don't know. Because...
I mean, if you're betting the under, then it's probably like 72-52 sort of thing. I mean, that would be my
again, I haven't watched
expectation.
Much Air Force.
3-11, yeah.
So why would I? But I think if they still have that style of offense where they just put you to sleep, run the clock, it's tough to score against that.
They have not been good at defending the three-point shot, and it's the one thing that San Diego State has done pretty well this year compared to other Aztecs teams shooting from outside. So that's one area where they could light up the scoreboard is from three-point range. But hey, if you're not making those shots, it could be an ugly, low-scoring game tonight at Viejas Arena.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, it's hard. I'm listening to you talk about this, and I'm looking at my Twitter feed of just apocalyptic fires going on in L.A. It's weird to like have to focus on sports on a day like this, but obviously we have to. We've got 50 minutes left in the show, but we'll be monitoring this situation going on all day, and if you hear anything of a way that we can help again, please let us know.
USD plays at Gonzaga tonight, number 18 in the country. I would imagine that's a huge spread. And then tomorrow... the other team that's been having a great season here, UCSD, is home to Cal Poly. Now, I heard this. I hadn't heard. This is a dangerous game. Cal Poly has lost 48 straight Big West games.
Oh, my goodness. That means they're due.
But they took UC Irvine, the preseason favorite, to overtime. So they're not a bad team. And UC Irvine's coming to UCSD on Saturday. So you don't want to overlook the struggling team in favor of the big matchup on Saturday. Got to be careful with that one.
So Cal Poly has not won a conference game
in
more than two full seasons.
Yeah, yes. 2 years.
How is that possible?
They're not good, Sam. They're not good. But they're 6-10 this year, and they just started conference play. They will win a conference game this year. I'll go and make that prediction. Just don't make it be tomorrow with UCSD riding an 11-game winning streak. They received their first ever vote in the coaches poll, top 25, and they're currently ranked number 7 in the mid-major top 25, and they're currently included in everybody's bracketology right now as the 12 seed, I think, for Joe Lunardi in the NCAA tournament from the Big West.
Is tonight the Dutcher bobblehead? Is that tonight?
No. Next week.
Next week. I was going to say, we definitely want one for the studio.
Where is Cal Poly?
Well, there's two. There's Cal Poly San Luis Obispo and Cal Poly Pomona.
And this is which
the
one?
San Luis Obispo.
This is San Luis Obispo.
They're the Division
now,
I
they're
school.
Now, their baseball program, pretty good. They're major leaguers.
Big West is a great baseball conference. Fullerton, Long Beach State, that is a really good baseball conference. Not so great in some of the other sports, but really good in baseball. The other Cal Poly is Cal Poly Pomona,
right,
which is a Division II school up in the Los Angeles, East County of Los Angeles area. Not where I went to Pomona College. They get confused, different things, but there are two Cal Polys. This is the slow San Luis Obispo one.
Why don't you take a breather?
I will do so.
A little gargle?
I thought you went to San Diego State.
No,
that's Poly. Went to San Diego State. I went to Pomona College, Division III school, one of the Claremont colleges.
A college golfer. Division III.
Really?
College golfer, yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah. There's one college athlete on this program, and it's Ben Higgins.
That's right.
Yeah. Look at that.
Legitimate Division III. Not only college athlete, second team All-Sky Act my senior
second
year.
Second team.
All-conference.
How did you feel about winning second team?
Oh, I was so overjoyed.
Were you?
You can't even believe it. When they announced it, it was our last tournament. And when they announce the all-conference teams,
yes,
and they go, second team, and they're going through names, and I'm not even really paying attention, and they go,
yes,
Ben Higgins, Pomona Pitzer. I like,
you lose your mind. Go,
huzzah!
I'm an all-conference college athlete. Are you kidding me?
Me. Look at my guy.
I'm an all-conference college NCAA athlete. Yours truly.
You must have gotten so much.
You got a little medal.
Oh.
Carnal relation.
I was going in a different direction.
Do you often wonder what he was like in college?
Almost more than I wonder.
Exactly like I am
now. I think he was exactly the same.
Did you go to parties?
Not really. Sometimes the parties were just right there outside my door, so you just kind of you ended up there, but I didn't like actively seek them.
Did you go to bars? Did you bar hop?
No bars.
No bars.
No bars. Well, I wasn't 21 until midway through my senior year.
Yeah. I mean, that didn't stop anybody else in college. So
I like to follow the laws.
You never had a fake ID. I think we've asked you.
Never had a fake ID.
Never once.
Never once.
Do you feel like you were missing out?
No.
On a college experience?
Not really.
All right.
I chose my college appropriately. It wasn't a party school at all. It was an academic school. It was pretty tame. It was not known for any of the wild behavior.
Admittedly, I was not the craziest either, but I did go to parties.
I was the craziest that ever lived.
But I had fun.
Where did you go?
Northwestern.
That's right, Northwestern. Oh,
the Wildcat.
Chicago. You can't beat it.
Great.
Cannot beat it.
I wasn't in the cool part of L.A. either, way out in the suburbs.
Yeah.
It was like 45 minutes to drive into L.A.
Man, Benny, I feel like you missed out. I feel like you missed out on a lot. And that's why on this show the last 7 years. But we do.
Yeah, I know.
It's not for you to decide. It's for us to decide. You know that he never rode a bike when he was a kid.
Really?
Never rode a bike. I feel like he missed out on a lot of...
That seems very odd
in
California.
It's very, very odd. Very odd. He never rode a bike when he was a kid. He missed out on all kinds of...
It's by choice, though. And it wasn't, like, deprived by my parents.
No, the bike was. But I feel
I had a bike. I never rode it.
I feel like in college, you said it was by choice, but I don't think it was. I feel like it wasn't like... I think you wanted to go rage and stuff. I don't believe you.
I didn't.
I don't believe you.
I really, really... the Ragers, I didn't like that stale beer smell of the parties and everything.
It kind of goes back to the core premises, if that's the word, of this show, which is you pulling the demon out of Ben
Higgins.
Exactly
right. Yeah. Yes. I said it that day, and I didn't realize just how true
a core tenet
the core tenet of the program. Show.
Yes.
Now, him riding a bicycle around a parking lot isn't exactly pulling the demon out of him, but I want Ben to experience things that he'd never experienced.
One of the other core tenets is how I lost 40 pounds in 60 days with SDFatLoss.com. You can do it as well. Make the call in the new year, a new you. Take advantage of their new year special, $200 off now through January 31st. Simply set up a free consultation and find out how their program works. It's based on real foods, things you eat every day, stuff you get at the supermarket, steak, chicken, vegetables, berries. You got some fruit in there. I lost the pounds fast, up to a pound of fat, per day, up to 10 to 20% of your body weight in just 60 days with SDFatLoss.com. What it does is it resets your metabolism so you can keep the weight off for good. Your metabolic age going down. I feel years younger. I do.
You sound
don't
it.
I? Yeah. I mean, years younger after 10,000 cartons of cigarettes. But yeah, I feel years younger. Please don't wait any longer. Take advantage of the $200 off special. Go to SDFatLoss.com here in the new year. Schedule your free consultation at SDFatLoss.com. We'll be right back after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
Wow.
Everyone's trying to decide who I sound like this morning.
It's RFK Jr.
Batman, RFK Jr.
Like RFK Jr.
Does anyone remember the old radio host, Scott Farrell? Farrell on the bench, 1-800-BENCH-29.
He's a little more like this.
He's a little more like this, but that's the one I can kind of do. If I wanted to talk like Scott Farrell, I could probably talk like Scott Farrell, and you'd probably actually be able to understand me a little bit more, because I can go like this, and I can talk with some volume if I go this low. But it does sound kind of silly if I go this low and talk like this for the rest of the show. But otherwise, it's just me sounding scratchy the rest of the way.
I don't know Mystical Pauly. That's a rapper. Is it a rap group or a rapper?
He's an individual.
He's an individual rapper. Somebody said, Ben Reed's rap with any Mystical song right now would really capitalize on the situation.
I'm happy to play it. I'm happy to do it if you want.
Play a little.
What's up, bitches?
What was that, Robot Ben?
What's up, bitches?
You can't say that. Wow. I don't know Mystical, I don't think. Yeah, there's been a different voice. M.M. McKee says it's evolved over the course of the show.
Yeah, it's definitely evolved. Actually, it might be at its best version right now.
The higher you go, the worse it sounds.
Yeah,
so you
lower
just keep
I
it
go.
Low. No, lower.
Lower I go.
Nope, lower. Lower register.
Lower I go, the better it sounds.
Do you have any Mystical I can hear? Does he sound like that? Paulie's pulling it up right now. Yeah, photo guy says it was way worse at the beginning. Huh.
It's a testament. You always want to fight through it, because in the end, you emerge.
You just told me earlier.
Victorious.
You just told me earlier that I should have told my new trainer that I don't want to fight through it, and that I should just give up and just do what I want to do, and
that's
not what
true.
He wants to do.
Am I going to end up with a strained vocal cord like you end up with a strained hamstring?
What if you're out for like weeks, like
because
with a tonsillectomy or something? Do you have your tonsils?
I do still have my tonsils.
So somebody. He's a little Ja Rule too.
A little bit, yeah.
My heart, my soul, whatever he says.
Everybody that be living it up.
So good.
Farm it at your gun net. I guess meaner, better, strong info.
I just wonder, like, people that have, like, Scotty Farrell, it's amazing he went into radio.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't think his voice hurts, but, like, his voice was so...
I mean, it's good to be distinctive.
I guess it
distinctive
is.
Distinctive is good. It's memorable.
True. That's true.
No one's going to forget this show, that's
no,
for sure.
No, that's for sure. If anyone's still listening.
That's a good
know,
point.
To be honest.
Sammy Levitt is here. He's got another show later tonight.
I do.
Inside
right. I
San Diego Baseball with Sam Levitt tonight at 7 p.m.
Shake your ass.
7 p.m.
7 p.m.
Shake your ass. Some of us are working for
can't.
Would you like to give us a sneak preview as to what... might be going on in the world of Padres baseball that's caught Sam Levitt's fancy this week?
Well, in the world of the baseball, I don't know that there's a ton to discuss. We'll talk about Roki Sasaki. I wrote down a couple of segments, like we'll probably go broad tonight, Major League Baseball. Recap all the moves that happened across the game since the last show I did, which I think was like December something 10th. It's been like 3 weeks,
yeah,
easily.
crazy that you thought when you signed off that night that there would definitely be some actual moves to talk about.
Yeah. Well, I was hoping when I agreed with Adam to do the show that there would be some moves to talk
just
about.
Just at any time.
Now, I will say, I haven't talked to Adam about this, but I'm sure I'm sure he would like me to continue the show into spring training, which I think will be very nice because I'll have a ton of interviews and content and things to talk about.
So throughout, like, while you're at spring training...
I haven't talked to Adam about it, but I'm gonna
that's
assume,
a lot, though.
No, it's only once a week. Yeah, I can do it from the Airbnb.
Those days... I'm out here trying to get him out of the gig, and he's selling himself into the gig.
I've not cleared that with Adam.
All right.
But I would assume that he would very much enjoy that. But we'll do some broad stuff, like tonight, like Major League Baseball. I was thinking about just the power ranking. Go 1 through 30.
Look at
right
you.
Now.
Ooh,
which is hard, Dennis. Which is hard to do.
Number.
Grading each move that's been made since we were off.
Ev. For the offseason
well,
so far?
I mean, not the Padres.
Oh, I was going to say. That's an easy one.
Well, across the game. I mean, if I'm going to... there's not a whole lot to discuss Padre-wise.
I mean, you guys agree. Padres offseason so far.
It's almost like, do you...
Incomplete.
Incomplete. You get an incomplete. F for not even showing up to the test. Or do you get the incomplete? And it's
but
like, let's wait and see what you
but
actually
But it's a grade to this point.
The
grade to this point is an F.
At the midterm, yes, they're getting an F. But most of the final counts for like 98% of the grade. And they haven't taken the final yet.
I think especially with AJ and what we know about him and what he's shown in the past, I fail to believe that there's not going to be stuff that happens before opening day.
I agree.
We're a month away to spring training.
Dude,
yes. Pitchers and catchers reporting. There is a chance that there may not be much more to talk about until then, unless Roki comes or something like that.
Right.
Obviously, look, that's going to be a story either way for us if he comes or if he doesn't come.
Yep.
But I don't know. It's very incomplete is what I'd put it.
I'll give an F.
Let's see. Boats says they had an F last year at this time. What have they done other than trade Juan Soto?
Other than trade Juan Soto? They got five players back that helped fill areas of need.
But no one felt that they had gotten completely fair value for a transcendent player like Juan Soto.
I think we said at the time that it's always going to be tough to trade Juan Soto,
right.
But what they got back was about as good as you could have done.
Yes, but at the same time, had they added anything else at this point? I hadn't signed Jurickson yet.
No.
Hadn't traded for Dylan Cease yet.
Nope. And Arise,
none of those moves had happened by December.
Oh, you know what?
Tonight on
my show, I definitely want to also revisit the Profar versus Arise conversation.
Okay, what about a Mike Brousseau deep dive?
We could do a little Mike Brousseau deep dive. How about Tirso Ornelas? I already did that, though.
You did that?
Like a month ago.
The Juan Soto trade, though, was a massive cost-cutting trade.
Massive.
That's what you're kind of not wanting to see.
Yeah.
And they haven't done that
this year. Last year,
they had a massive cost-cutting trade already.
Boy, it was something, though.
And you feel like this offseason has been worse.
It was something.
All right, we got the Rindle Report in our final segment coming up next. Paul, you want me to take over for you, or are you good?
I don't mind, right. Actually.
No, yeah. You want me to do the Rindle Report as well? There's a story that I had not even thought about that could come into play in the NFL playoffs.
Pretty wild.
I know what you're talking about here. This
you're right.
Nuts.
That would be pretty amazing. Now, I'm not cheering for it, but it could be. We'll tell you about it coming up next. First, though, you'd have to... I know you don't want to think about what happens when you're gone. No one does. I didn't want to do it. That's why I hadn't filled out a will or a trust for 49 years. Same with Woods.
I'm surprised that it took you this long. You're a very buttoned up, take care of business type of guy.
I don't like thinking about negative
things. That's it.
And I didn't realize actually how important it was.
Yes.
I felt it was pretty, it's obvious what my wishes are. And there's no one really out there to fight. But if you don't state what your wishes are in a will and a trust, your family could end up locked up in court for months or years with incredible fees and costs that go along with probate and dying intestate. You don't want to do that.
You do not. Creating a will ensures that your wishes are followed, not the state's. Protect your legacy by taking control. And maybe you're like me and you didn't think you had much of a legacy, right? You're like, well, what are my kids actually going to get at the end of the day, or my wife? No, it's very, very important. Without a plan, people may argue over who gets the house, sentimental items, whatever. Those those disputes can turn into gnarly legal battles, as we have seen. So what Ben and I did over the break was we went to trust and will. So want to get you guys, if you have a family, to go out there today and get your will done at trustandwill.com today.
You're getting Dalila in my will.
I am?
You are.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Good, good.
It's going right back to you.
And the Civil War pickle, hopefully. go to trustandwill.com. Use the code San Diego, one word. You'll get 10% off free shipping of your estate plan. Once again, go to trustandwill.com. Use the code San Diego, one word, at checkout.
Yeah, the over 2.5-3 hours for Ben Higgins. You have cashed your ticket this morning.
Cash it.
Still here.
You can go now if you want.
I'm still here. Now I'm not going to miss the run. I'm not going to miss the run.
He's going to finish strong.
Love. I can just sit back and enjoy.
Yeah.
Our final segment. 100%. What Paulie brings to the table. We got Sammy Levitt here. He's going to be back tonight again at 7 for Inside San Diego Baseball. Annie and Elston program's coming up at 10, but get to our Rondo report right after our last check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rondo Report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Rondo Report. With Paul Reindel.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Reindel Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a yeah? Oh, yeah.
All right.
Good morning, gentlemen. How we doing?
Good morning.
Phenomenal.
Good.
Awesome.
Good. Awesome. All right. We will start off in college football. Not a huge story anymore for San Diego State, I suppose, as they are leaving the Mountain West.
Yep.
But a new team coming to the Mountain West. We actually mentioned them earlier in the show. Northern Illinois, their football program, is set to join the Mountain West. It is just the football program.
I know them well.
They are joining. They will become a Mountain West member in 2026.
So they're leaving the MAC.
Yes.
Something wrong with the audio, Paulie, in the chat, just so you know. Sorry. Always fun. It's going crazy. You're down. Your audio's down. Your camera's
our internet
down.
Just went out.
Our internet went out? Oh, great.
That's a blow. Well, we're still hopefully on the radio.
Yeah, we are still on the radio.
Okay, good.
I'll get us back here.
Paulie's going to get us back.
You know, the Mountain West has done a really good job of replacing the teams that it lost that jumped over to the new Pac-12. San Diego State, Fresno State, Colorado State, Boise State, they've quickly acted. Remember, the Pac-12 still needs one more school to become football eligible for the NCAA to be an official conference. And the Mountain West has basically scooped up any potential candidates out there. So they're in a bit of a bind as to what's going forward. As for the fractured nation of college football, I hate it when a team plays in one conference in one sport and another in another sport. It's very confusing. I know it's unavoidable at times, but it definitely does not make it easier to follow the sports and your favorite teams.
Sure does.
Not knowing which conferences they're in at any time.
Notre Dame's an independent in football. They play in the ACC.
ACC and every other sport.
Yeah.
I mean, that's at least...
It's not that hard.
That one's simple.
Yeah, but, that one's simple.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny. I've sort of flipped on my college sports stuff in the sense of I think it really bothered me for a few years how different this all felt and how unnatural this all felt with schools in California being in the Big Ten, so on and so on. As I watch the playoffs and watch the games, it's like, does it actually matter? Mm-hmm. Like, just accept what it is.
This is what it is. I'm so grateful for the
purity may be gone.
Yeah, of course. And the purity.
Accept it.
The purity from sports left long ago in every sport. You have to kind of wear that a little bit as a college football fan. But, I don't know how much it's going to change my perspective of the Mountain West by adding Northern Illinois. I mean, it's not a great conference and it's going to continue to not be a great
needle mover.
No,
obviously.
No.
They're doing what they have to do.
Doing what they got to do.
You know where Northern Illinois is?
In Illinois.
Illinois. DeKalb.
Where?
It Northern DeKalb.
Oh, it's spelled DeKalb.
K-A-L-B. Yes. Yeah.
DeKalb.
Spelled DeKalb.
DeKalb.
But DeKalb. I don't agree.
Corn.
Just like the bison.
DeKalb.
God, maybe you should have let him go home earlier. God.
Dang it, Ben.
Right. Corn on DeKalb.
Yeah.
20 minutes.
20 more minutes, man.
Almost. About 20 more minutes in a whole year.
Maybe we suspend him for tomorrow at least after that joke.
Corn on DeKalb. Mm. Go ahead.
Yeah, what a transition. All right, I was scrolling Instagram yesterday, and I saw this. ESPN posted it out, and it's, while maybe a bit of a far-fetched scenario, it is entirely possible that SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles could host both the AFC and the NFC championship games should the Rams and Chargers advance. A lot needs to happen, but it is possible. So the Rams, obviously, they need to beat the Vikings. They also need the Lions, the Eagles, and the Bucks to lose.
Okay.
Lions.
So Rams win.
Rams win.
Lions, Eagles, Bucks lose.
I don't. They all have to lose.
Yes.
I don't think that's going to happen. It could, but I don't think it's going to.
It's unlikely, but what's the logistical solution? Because they don't have the time to clear the entire stadium. That the games take place within like 30 minutes of each
that's
other.
Doubleheader. Yeah. The Chargers, obviously, they have to beat the Texans, and then they need the Chiefs, the Bills, and the Ravens all to lose.
That's not happening.
Extremely
But I want to know what they're going to do.
What are the odds that I can place a $10 bet on that happening to make $1 million?
The reason this is possible, you got to remember, the NFL reseeds after the first round, so that's what would make this all possible for SoFi, those teams, to be the home teams.
Can you imagine?
Should they make it to the conference championship games. Typically, the NFL, they do the conference championships are on the same day. Championship Sunday, it's like noon and 4 o'clock.
Yeah, 3 noon o'clock, and 3:30, whatever.
Yep, noon and 3:30. So, in the past, I guess Roger Goodell has been asked about this because, like, the Jets and the Giants, when they would share the sharing the same stadium, like, different conferences, what would happen in this scenario? Don't have to really worry about it with those two teams.
Correct.
But,
maybe their media should be harder on them in New York.
Yeah, true.
But it's Rams Stadium, so I assume they get first priority, right?
So Goodell said that one game would be played Sunday and the other game would be on Monday.
Oh.
If this were to happen. So Sunday night, Monday night football.
Monday night football conference championship. I don't hate that idea.
I don't hate it either. I mean,
you already have 2 weeks until the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
right. It's not. You're not going to be at a disadvantage.
Should do that anyway. I like that plan. Let's make that the regular.
Like one long championship Sunday.
Yeah. Let's do one game on Sunday, one game on Monday night.
Make the Chargers play at midnight. Do a quick turnaround.
Or at least a Saturday Sunday.
Yeah.
Saturday,
back
Sunday.
To Carson for a game.
Yeah, Carson.
Those Carson days. Remember them well. Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Snap, I mean, there's too many Dragon Stadium.
There's too many really, really good teams in there that need to lose for that to happen. But it would be funny. Unlikely. I do like sports chaos.
Oh yeah, that would be some serious chaos. All right, and then finally, it is Girl Scout cookie season.
No, it's not. Is it?
Just about. I think it's actually going underway right now.
Is it?
But it goes all the way through April.
This is like my one vice. Just my one.
Which do you like?
All of them.
How did you gain all the weight?
Sammy, I love like Samoas. Thin Mints. I like Thin Mints, Samoas.
Oh, I like
Tagalongs. Yeah. I like. There's really not too many I don't like.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you: do you like the s'mores cookies or the toastiers?
I don't know.
I don't know that I've ever had that.
I don't like s'mores.
They're relatively new, but the Girl Scouts have eliminated those two cookies.
Not gonna miss them.
But what they're doing, they've never done this. They've had other flavors or other types of cookies come in and leave. They are warning everybody in advance now that after this year's season, they're going to get rid of those s'mores and the toast yays, which I don't think I've had either of those.
Mm.
But
toast yays?
I've never heard of that.
It's a horrible
name. Because
they don't sell.
They came around in 2021.
Is it toast yas?
Toast. It says toast dash
yays. Yeah,
Y-A-Y-S. Toast yays.
French toast inspired cookie dipped in delicious icing and full of flavor in every bite.
Actually sounds good. I've never tried that. I don't like s'mores, really.
I'm over
you
s'mores.
You don't like s'mores?
No.
What?
No.
You don't like making a s'more?
No.
Overrated.
messy.
Start a wildfire, Sammy.
Yeah, oh, exactly. Please.
Dangerous.
Yes, don't, please. Don't make them right now.
Yeah, make them over your gas stove.
No s'mores.
So, yeah, it's the first time the Girl Scouts have announced that a flavor is going to be cut off, discontinued ahead of time to, I guess, give people that do like those flavors a chance to maybe stock up a little extra. All the others are
you're
back.
You're hoarding Tossiers in your house.
All the other ones are back, though. Thin Mints, Samoas, the Trefoils, the peanut butter patties.
Those are so good. Do-si-dos.
I think it's Trefoils, not Trefoils.
Trefoils.
Yeah. Settle down over there.
It's all right.
Easy, RFK.
Lasagne, yeah. Another lasagne.
Lasagne.
Since they also have Adventurefuls, caramel chocolate chip, lemonades, lemon ups.
And I love lemon
cookies. Toffee-tastic.
How high do you get on the supply?
I don't often. I do love Thin Mints, but I'm going to maybe expand everybody's world here.
Oh, if go ahead.
Girl Scout season doesn't matter anymore because at Costco they have little Thin Mint balls. Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, I've had them.
Thin Mint
my
balls.
God, they're unbelievable.
And in this big old package, and we keep them in the freezer, and it's now Girl Scout season all year long at our house.
So I went into
Thin Mint balls.
I went to my pantry recently, and I opened it up, and when you have two little kids, like Taylor, for example, he only eats snacks. Like, you try to make him a meal, he won't eat it. He eats fruit, tons of fruit. And like crackers. That's what he eats right now. It's a phase he's in. And so as a parent, instead of you need to sit there and finish your stew or whatever, he's not going to, right? Like, I made chili recently. He's like, he looked, took one look at it.
Are you running an orphanage here?
Eat your gruel. So I opened the pantry and I saw hidden, tucked back in the corner, these Thin Mint balls. And I went, oh God. So I was like, all right. Had one, I was like,
does
oh
Hannah
my
hide, hide
she hides, from you? Hides yeah. them from me. I reached my hand, I was like, oh, like let them filter through my fingers into my mouth. They were so, so good.
Yeah.
I'm ready to spend like $300 on Girl Scout cookies. I give a lot away, but I really
or about want $8 on one of the giant Costco bags of Thin Mint balls.
So good, man! Yeah,
support the Girl Scouts.
But can you
support the Girl Scouts?
Where does that money actually go?
Do we know? Corporate Costco is okay.
But can you buy Girl Scout cookies at the store?
No,
now?
But right in front of the store, I guarantee you.
Right,
you
but they don't. There are no stores that actually sell the real,
I don't think
correct,
so.
Boxed Girl Scout.
I don't think so.
That's great. I love that.
Yeah, this is terrible. Matt says, I feel like I'm taking crazy pills. I need to argue with my 5-year-old to eat his pizza before he can have snacks. There's the snack culture that we've built in to parenthood right now. And it's really all, like I told you guys a couple weeks ago, his lunch now, I have to make him a charcuterie board. cheese, crackers, and fruit. I have to make it every morning. Like cutting up cheese, putting crackers in there. I'm like, you little turd, man. You little turd. Bo says to me at the beginning of the week, Monday I want turkey sandwich. Tuesday turkey's fine. Wednesday peanut butter and jelly. They give me their menu. Oh, so nice. I go in and I'm whipping it up. Hannah did it this morning.
You should create like an online ordering system.
For them, yes. Have I told you guys what we got them for Christmas, by the way?
I don't think I did.
One of their gifts that they wanted CBs. And so we got...
Like CB radios?
CB,
like
CB
walkie-talkies.
Walkie-talkies, okay. Yeah. Not CBs. Yeah, in their rig.
I had no idea what you were just talking
walkie-talkies.
About,
CBs. All their friends down the street also got walkie-talkies.
Oh, really?
So now, here's what you hear.
Hey, it's Bo. Can you come play? Over.
And then you hear muffled.
Over. And then Bo's like, hey, can you come play? Over. Hey, can you come play? Over.
Just repeat. And they all make this little like beep sounds. Beep.
Oh, hey, amazing. Bo, can you come play? Awesome. Over.
Over. And then you can't hear a word they say. They all don't know when to press the button. They talk over each other. It is a nightmare.
When you're pressing the button, you can't hear anybody else. It
correct.
Cuts them off.
So
it cuts you off.
They're still trying to figure it out.
Hey, can you come down and play? Over. Beep.
But you coordinated with other families to get them
all walkie-talkies. Wow. All walkie-talkies.
That's on the same frequency.
That's great.
On the same frequency.
Yeah, we'll all go to the same channel.
Yeah.
You know, and text the parents. All right, put it on channel 202 or whatever.
Hey, can you come down and play? Over. Hey, can you come down and play? Over. Beep, beep.
It's mad.
Do they ever pick up like trucker, large, Marge?
Strangely enough, the other day, I'm sitting inside, I'm working at my desk. Bo and his buddy come in weeping. And I'm like, what happened? And Bo said, somebody just came on this channel and said, you owe me a lot of money. Open up. Oh, and I'm like, I think it's a prank, Pads. I wouldn't get too worried about it. But I think one of the dads was like,
dad would do that.
Hey, I would. Oh, I would do it in a heartbeat. Yeah, be like, hey, give me all your money. Open up. Right? It's, you know, I forgot to tell this story.
Traumatized.
They're
child.
Traumatized. Still to this day, they don't know. They don't know who it was, what happened. So now, is there some creep in the neighborhood that's like, you know, it kind of domed me out for a minute, but holy cow, man. It just, to hear those walking, I'm about to throw them out the window because beep. And they just repeat themselves over and over and over and over. I mean, you know, seven and four. They don't have the real extensive vocabulary and don't really know what to say to their friends. But
repeating myself over and over, over.
Over. That's it. The whole time. But yeah, somebody played a little prank on them, messed them up for a while. It's a good lesson, though. It's a good lesson.
In what?
In being careful with, you know, what your kids are doing and communicating and things like that. There's a lot of creeps out there. Right?
You have a few delinquents in your neighborhood.
I'm sure we do. Yeah. I'm sure we do.
I realize when I hear about other people's lives like yours, Woods, the kids, you know, dealing with all these things, important things you got to deal with day to day. I've got it so easy.
You do. You do. And I didn't want to say
it. You know what I did last night? I got in my car with no destination of where I was going to eat, and I ended up at a revolving sushi bar.
Oh, I've always wanted to go to one of those.
I've never been to one either.
And I sat at the sushi bar by myself, pulling the plates.
Yeah. It's
$55.
Yeah, just color coded, like different plates or different prices and stuff. And once you pull it, it's yours.
Well, the one. They keep track of when you put the plate in the garbage. Like it says, okay, you've used three plates, and then you can order like a tempura, which is different. You don't put that plate in. But it just reminded me, I have it so easy. I mean, at any time, I just have this.
Like today, for example.
This freedom.
You'll leave here in 8 minutes, and you can go home and do whatever you want.
Yes.
You remember those days?
Vaguely. But
now, one could argue, should I be at a point of life where maybe I should have more responsibilities? I don't know.
I mean, how do you feel? The answer is...
No, I feel like I'm right where I should be.
Because I'll tell you, with your gig, it would suck having kids right now. It'd be hard.
I don't know how I'd go to spring training.
Correct.
For 7 weeks.
You could. Yeah. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm at the point where I don't have to worry about it
You
yet.
Could not go. It would be excruciating.
It was tough. We had babies when I did Padres pre and post.
It's almost impossible.
I mean, if it wasn't for Shelly staying at home and taking care of them, no chance.
Yeah, it would be impossible. I mean, that's why this gig is perfect, because I have a few hours myself, and then I got...
Right.
And then it's just like boot camp every night, but don't stress it, Sammy. There's still plenty of time. I was an old dad. I am an old dad. I didn't become a dad till I was 42, so you still got plenty of time.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, let's lay odds. Will I be here tomorrow or not?
I'm not
going to talk again today. That's the plan.
I think you will, because I don't think...
I think I'm going to get better.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get worse. This is pretty bad.
I think this is the low point.
Yeah,
if you got through this today...
If you guys haven't learned anything, there's always a deeper darkness.
Yeah. The problem, now, you don't feel sick. Now, normally when I sound like this...
Yeah, you feel like death.
Yeah, or at least in my throat, yeah. I feel
his throat
like that.
Doesn't even hurt.
Yeah, which is odd. I'm doing my normal stuff
today. But I don't exercise. Rest. Rest.
For me, please, for the love of God.
I never get over this stuff quick.
What time did you go to bed last night?
10:45.
Yeah.
What the hell? Should have been asleep at 8.
You got to get a good
night's rest. You got to rest. It doesn't matter. Take a pill.
Forced myself. Sammy, thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Sammy.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Great job, Eddie.
For us, Annie and Elston program is coming up next for Paul Reindel, our executive producer, and Stephen Woods. I'm Ben Higgins, wishing you a great rest of your Wednesday, and execute Order 66. Good night.
Oh.